Death Valley is a land of extremes located in Eastern California. It is also home to Wile E. Coyote and the Roadrunner, iconic characters from the Looney Tunes cartoon series.
Beep, beep.
Cue the sound of a raven flying high above the Badwater Basin. Extreme is the correct word to use when describing this undesirable place in the northern Mojave Desert. Because while it is set between high snow-capped mountains, Death Valley is America's lowest, hottest, and driest national park. The psalmist David had a place something like Death Valley in mind when he wrote, "Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me." Rest assured, your good shepherd will get you through Death Valley. I'm Ron Jones, and this is Something Good.
The phrase, "fear not," is found 365 times in the Bible, one for each day of the year. Hello, I'm Brian Davis, and this is Something Good with Dr. Ron Jones. One of the reasons God spends so much time telling us not to be afraid is because in the flesh, we're prone to being afraid. Fear of death, fear of the valley, fear of failure, fear of success. How does fear compete with faith? And what did King David say about fear? Find out next as Ron continues his series, Psalm 23 and Me, Living the Good Life with the Good Shepherd. Online, you'll find us at somethinggoodradio.org, where you can hear any of Ron's messages on demand on your schedule. That's somethinggoodradio.org. Download or subscribe to the podcast at Spotify, at Apple Podcasts, or wherever you enjoy your podcasts. Now, here's Ron with part two of his message, Through It All.
I'm talking about prolonged illness, a season of unemployment, natural disasters, financial stresses. Our Good Shepherd will get us through loneliness, addictions, mental health challenges. You can add to the list yourself. But we're all processing in our minds a dark valley we experienced at one time, or maybe you've never really been through one. I remember years ago when I started in ministry, I used to hear about all these difficult times that pastors were going through with their churches. And the first 7 years at our first church was wonderful and blissful. I'm like, well, that ain't never going to happen to me. Well, I'll just wait around for a little bit, right? And we hit some dark times, some difficult times, some times when it seemed like predators came out of the crevices in the mountains. And it was a tough time in ministry. But he gets you through it. He gets you through it. Not because you pulled yourself up by your own bootstraps, tried harder, and just gritted it out. No, because your good shepherd is with you. He'll never leave you and he'll never forsake you. For the believer in Jesus Christ, Romans 8 and verse 28 promises that God works all things together for our good. Even when we're in the valley of the shadow of death. Now, the ultimate dark valley is, of course, death. Death itself. The last enemy. That enemy that Jesus defeated on the cross, by the way. But even in the final moments of our life on this earth, for the believer in Jesus Christ, God is with us, is he not? Psalm chapter 116 and verse 15 says, "Precious in the sight of the Lord is the death of his saints." Oh, he leans in, child of God, sheep of his pasture. He's not far from you. In fact, he's closer to us at that time, perhaps, than any others. And according to a story that Jesus told in Luke chapter 16, he sends an angelic escort to bring you home to heaven. He hasn't forgotten you, even in the moment of death itself. But David chooses his language very carefully in Psalm 23 and verse 4. By referring to the shadow of death. He doesn't say, even though I walk through the valley of death. He says, even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death. For the believer in Jesus Christ, death is merely a shadow. Well, in what way? Again, Jesus defeated the ultimate enemy on the cross, death itself. not to mention sin and the devil. He absorbed the full force of death for us on the cross, and then he rose from the dead. Thus, only the shadow of death remains for the believer. And this is why Paul wrote to the Corinthians in 1 Corinthians 15, "Oh, death, where is your sting? You little shadowy thing, you." That's a paraphrase by me. But where is the sting of death? For the believer, death is merely a shadow. It's the gateway to glory. And a shadow can't hurt you. Maybe an illustration will help. I have a fear of heights. And sometimes when I'm in a big city like New York City and I'm walking by these very tall buildings, there's a little bit of me that wonders, is this thing going to fall on me? Now, I know it won't intellectually, but still, if I get way up on the top, it just paralyzes me, a fear of heights. And some of that translates even as I'm walking along the street. Is this thing going to fall on me? And if it did, it would kill me, right? But what if I walk into the shadow of that building? Should I be fearful as well? Oh, the temperature cools a little bit. And the shadow, you know, grows a little darker, right? But that shadow can't hurt me. And in fact, if there is a shadow, light must be nearby. You can't have a shadow without light. And so it is. The valley of the shadow of death. A shadow can't hurt you, child of God, sheep of his pasture. And when you're in the valley of the shadow of death, he who said, "I am the good shepherd," also declared, "I'm the light of the world." The light is nearby. He'll never leave you. He'll never forsake you. The great Baptist preacher Charles Haddon Spurgeon said, "Death in its substance has been removed, and only the shadow of it remains. Nobody is afraid of a shadow, for a shadow cannot block a man's pathway for even a moment. The shadow of a dog can't bite. The shadow of a sword can't kill. And I would add, the shadow of a building shouldn't scare you. Because shadows cannot hurt us. And thus, the valley of the shadow of death is not like Death Valley in California. People die in Death Valley. But it's just the valley of the shadow of death for the believer in Jesus Christ. Now, trusting God through the valley of the shadow of death, let's be honest, it's difficult for some people. And I want to suggest a reason as to why. The reason is you only have an intellectual understanding of Psalm 23. And you need to have, and will in time, hopefully, an experiential understanding of it. Psalm 23 is deeply personal. It's experiential. David was writing from his personal experience. He experienced this as a shepherd firsthand. Some speculate that David had the Wadi Kelt in mind when he penned these words. The Wadi Kelt is a gorge near Bethlehem that leads to the Jordan Valley and eventually to Jericho, which at certain times of the year is a desert oasis and perhaps a wonderful grazing ground for the sheep. David would have traveled this region many times with his sheep. And so he's writing from experience, not only as a shepherd, but also as the sheep of God's pasture. Our good shepherd knows that the journey through the valley of the shadow of death leads to a good place. It leads to those high places with God. And most Christians I know want to go to those high places, but they're not willing to traverse through the valley of the shadow of death to get there. They say, no, God, I don't want to go there. But you can't leapfrog from one mountain peak to another. You have to travel through the valley. And only after our good shepherd leads us through the valley do we experience the benefit of it. We move from an intellectual understanding of this psalm, maybe even able to recite it by memory. But nothing in our life experience that deepens the meaning of the psalm to us. But when we go through the dark valley and we experience our good shepherd leading us, our trust in God grows, our faith deepens. And fear disappears when the next valley is in front of us. Why? Because we know by experience that our faithful shepherd will get us through it all. And this is why David could say, even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. Dark shadows don't scare me anymore. I've been through it time and time again, and I know my good shepherd will get me through this.
Still ahead, the second half of today's Something Good radio message with Dr. Ron Jones, lead pastor at Crossway Church in Virginia Beach, Virginia. If you haven't already, stop by our website, somethinggoodradio.org, when you get a chance. You'll find our streaming platform for the entire media ministry, as well as our digital library, where you can search for biblical answers to your most challenging questions. Watch, listen, and download for free. That's somethinggoodradio.org. Well, we have a great resource to share with you today, a book by Dr. Ron Jones that covers every book of the Bible. It's called The Ultimate Road Trip Through the Bible, and both volumes are our gift to you when you make a donation of $50 or more to support the media ministry of Something Good. That's volumes 1 and 2 of Ron's book, The Ultimate Road Trip Through the Bible. This is our way of saying thank you for your generous gift to support the ministry of Something Good. Give online at somethinggoodradio.org or over the phone by calling our offices at 757-276-1099. Or mail your gift to P.O. Box 6245, Virginia Beach, Virginia 23456. Ron joins me in the studio in just a few moments, so stay with us. But first, let's listen closely as he shares the second half of today's Something Good radio message, Through It All.
That brings us to that phrase, I will fear no evil. And fear not is one of the most frequent commands found in the scripture, is it not? And that's probably because fear is faith's greatest enemy. We cannot walk in fear and faith at the same time. You know that, don't you? But every time the valley is before us and the test of faith walking is before us, fear comes knocking on the door and says, no, I want the driver's seat here. It's during those times that I return to some passages in Scripture, not just Psalm 23, but others that encourage me during this time to walk by faith and not by fear. For example, Isaiah 41 and verse 10, fear not, for I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. I will help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. Just a few verses later, right there in Isaiah 41, verse 13, for I, the Lord your God, hold your right hand. It is I who say to you, fear not, I am the one who helps you. How about Isaiah 43 and verse 1? But now thus says the Lord, he who created you, O Jacob, he who formed you, O Israel, fear not, for I have redeemed you. I have called you by name. You are mine. What personal words those are. Let's jump into the New Testament on the night before Jesus was crucified. You know, talk about a dark valley. From the upper room through Gethsemane to the cross, the valley of the shadow of death. No, not a shadow, the substance of death for Jesus. But on the night before he was crucified with his disciples in the upper room, he said, peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you. Not as the world gives do I give to you. Let not your hearts be troubled, neither let them be afraid. And one more, Luke chapter 12 and verse 32, the words of Jesus. I love this one. Fear not, little flock, for it is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. The writer of Hebrews says that one of the reasons Jesus bled and died on the cross, listen to this, was to break the power of him who holds the power of death, that is the devil, and free those who all their lives were held in slavery by the fear of death. Do you fear death? I have a little fear about how I would die. I'd like to just, fall asleep like Queen Elizabeth did and wake up in the presence of the Lord, escorted by the angels of heaven. I don't want to get gobbled up by a shark or have a building fall on top of me. But I don't fear death. I'm not enslaved by that. The devil enslaves people. And I've talked to some people in 30 years plus of ministry who are enslaved by the fear of death. Remember, for the believer in Jesus Christ, death is merely a shadow that cannot hurt you. And death is our gateway to glory. It's a valley we must go through, the valley of the shadow of death. Now, David proclaims then with certainty, I will fear no evil. And the word evil there in the Hebrew language really captures the breadth of the dark valleys in which we can find ourselves. The original Hebrew word means that which causes harm, misfortune, trouble, danger, destruction, or injury of any kind. When David says, I will fear no evil, he doesn't deny the existence of evil, but he does reject the fear of it. You can't walk by faith, even through the valley of the shadow of death, and be paralyzed by fear, because fear eclipses faith. It's the enemy of faith. But you walk by faith and fear disappears. It disappears. Then David adds, for you are with me. With me. Powerful words, especially at Christmas time. Emmanuel, God with us. He's not just with us at Christmas time. He'll never leave us. He'll never forsake us. The good shepherd's constant presence strengthened this former shepherd boy. And there are many places we could go besides Christmas to emphasize this, but we could also go to Matthew chapter 28. After the Great Commission, Jesus said to his disciples, I am with you always to the end of the age. He hasn't returned to the Father and gotten so busy running the universe that he's forgotten about the sheep of his shepherd or the sheep of his pasture. No, he's a careful shepherd who never forgets his sheep, never leads our side. He's with us always. He'll never leave us. He'll never forsake us. No matter the dark valley you were in, and now you know it by experience, will be in, maybe presently right now, or maybe there's one around the corner. God is taking you to higher places. Sometimes the only way to get there is through the valley of the shadow of death. Andre Crouch learned this. He was one of the early pioneers of contemporary Christian music. And he and his team were part of a three-day evangelistic event in Northern California back in the 1970s. And there was a girl on his team that he was kind of fond of, and he thought they had a pretty significant relationship going. And at the end of the evangelistic event, he was planning on proposing to her in marriage, but she didn't show up the first night. She was one of the vocalists. She didn't show up the second night. He grew a little bit concerned. The third night, she didn't show up. And a friend came up to Andre and said, Andre, she's in love with another man, and they're engaged. And Andre Crouch entered into the valley of the shadow of relationship death. I mean, it just broke his heart. He says he drove 5 hours home, you know, after the last night, just wreathing in pain. Listen, I don't know what your dark valley is, but his was that moment. Lost love. The disappointment. And he wrote a song called Through It All. Through it all, he says. I've had many tears and sorrows. I've had questions for tomorrow. There have been times, he says, I didn't know right from wrong. But in every situation, God gave me blessed consolation that my trials come to only make me strong. Through it all, he says, I've learned to trust in Jesus. Through it all, I've learned to trust in God. Through it all, I've learned to depend upon his word. You know how you learn those things? It's not in a classroom. It's not even hearing a sermon and receiving it intellectually. You learn it experientially in the valley, in those dark places, in those places where everything you hoped for or dreamed for falls out from under you. And you turn around, beep, beep, got to get my composure here. I'm back to Looney Tunes, all right? You turn around, and there's your good shepherd. Maybe a friend has left you. Maybe a lover has left you. Maybe all of your dreams go up in smoke there in Furnace Creek. But your good shepherd never leaves you. He never forsakes you. He's with you through it all. Through it all. Say it with me. Through it all. Say it with me. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me.
Thanks for being here for today's Something Good radio message. Through it all, Dr. Ron Jones joins me. And Ron, I wonder if you might talk more about these valley experiences. Sometimes life just happens and we hit a low point. Other times we bring valley experiences upon ourselves because of personal sin. And then there are those times when we're doing the exact right thing, obeying God, and we end up in the valley anyway. But in each case, the way through remains the same, doesn't it?
It absolutely does, Brian. The difference is how we got to the valley, but the way through the valley remains the same. Choosing faith over fear, trusting what God says over what you see, following Jesus closely every step of the way, being fully confident that He is with you, making sure you're crossing through instead of camping out. Now, these are the ways to get through the valley regardless of how you got there. Now, let me focus on this idea that the path of righteousness sometimes leads us right into the valley. And Brian, as you know, it was never God's intention for us to experience these seasons of despair or sadness. Yeah, He didn't want us to have valleys or shadows or death, let alone all three at the same time. It's because of sin, sometimes personal sin, but always original sin, that we have these ebbs and flows, these ups and downs. And that's why the path of righteousness sometimes leads us right into a valley, because we live in a world fallen by sin. Jesus told us as much when He said, "The servant is not greater than his master. If they persecute me," He said, "they will persecute you." So as we allow God to lead us down the path of righteousness, as we follow Him in faith down that road, Brian, I've got to tell you, we're going to experience valleys, even when we obey God. A very good case can be made for the more closely you follow God down the path of righteousness, well, the more valleys you might experience. Look at the life of Joseph or Job, even the Apostle Paul, and especially Jesus Himself. Here's the good news, Brian. For the believer in Christ, every valley is preparation ground for victory. God is trying to teach us something in the valley. He's always trying to grow our faith and, well, sometimes He's even trying to shrink our ego. But whatever He's trying to teach us, until we learn our lesson at the bottom of the hill, we won't be fully prepared to succeed on the top of it. And this is why King David relished in the valley and why James tells us to consider it all joy when we have trials, because they both knew that God always has a higher purpose for our lowest points.
That's Dr. Rod Jones with some insight about life in the valley and the way God prepares us for victory. Before we go, Ron, how about telling us what's in store for us tomorrow as we continue our journey through Psalm 23?
Well, Brian, the very next passage in Psalm 23 has King David writing, "Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me." Now, when we think of a rod, we may think of discipline, maybe even a little pain. And when it comes to the rod of our good shepherd, that is sometimes true. But He uses His rod for several purposes, including discipline. And all of them bring comfort to those who are in Christ. How does God use His rod and His staff to bring us comfort? Well, that's what I'll explain next time as we move ahead in my series, Psalm 23 and Me, Living the Good Life with the Good Shepherd.
That's tomorrow when Dr. Ron Jones shares his message, The Good Shepherd's Toolbox. Join us then for Something Good. For Ron and the entire team here at Something Good Radio, I'm Brian Davis saying God bless and thanks for listening.